The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Hello, hello, and welcome to, Friday edition already. Friday edition of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 6 each afternoon. And talk about stuff going on in the world. We have some things to talk about today. And as always, great to have you with us. No fun when you're not here. So welcome aboard. Bad karma inspires ketchup thief to make amends at a restaurant. UPI story, remorseful thief swiped a bottle of ketchup from a New Jersey restaurant. Gave the eatery two new bottles along with a letter saying the incident had brought them bad luck. Manager closing up Wednesday night at Perkins Restaurant in Lacey Township discovered a brown bag next to the entrance of the business. Turned out to contain two unopened bottles of ketchup and an anonymous letter, which said that the author had taken the bottles of ketchup off a table while dining. And the letter said, I thought it'd be risky. I'm as square as they come, and this is the worst thing I've ever done. The letter said that the theft had brought them bad luck and bad karma, including their car being hit by another vehicle just hours after they swiped the ketchup. So the thief wrote, look, we're hoping this will rectify our karma. And we're hoping that we replace these with two bottles of ketchup. That'll fix things karma-wise. And the person wrote again, I'm really sorry if I inconvenienced you the same way my life has been inconveniencing me. I'm sorry from an awful person. Whoa. The manager said the person's forgiven and employees had never even noticed that the bottle of ketchup was missing. But hey, well, what can I say? Barry McGuire. Barry, remember he used to sing with the Christy Minstrels years ago, and then he became a strong Christian recording artist. I think his last album or one of his more recent albums was Butterflies and Bullfrogs. Now, this is going back a year or two, folks. I tell you, I'll admit that. But he had one cut on there that said, I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in luck. I believe in Jesus. That is one of his songs. And he'd probably say, I don't believe in karma. I believe in Jesus. Anyway, Christian or not, shouldn't steal ketchup. That's all. Bottom line. Oscar Mayer's ice cream sandwich includes bits of candied hot dog meat. Meat purveyor Oscar Mayer's branching out into a dessert game with its latest product, ice cream sandwiches with bits of real hot dog. Announcing ahead of Friday's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, it was partnering with a New York ice cream company to create the ice dog sandwich. The sandwich features cookies as buns containing bits of candied hot dog meat and spicy mustard ice cream. The company said it will drive its Wienermobile all around Manhattan during the week of August 12th to distribute free samples of the rather unusual dessert. And who cares? I don't. You say, why'd you read it? I don't know. It's Friday. All right, let me tell you what is coming up that's of a serious nature today. Professor Walter E. Williams joins me in just a few minutes to explain how easy it is to be racist today versus years ago when you really had to work hard at it. Later this hour, Focus on the Family's Tim Gagline will join me to talk about his new book just released, American Restoration, How Faith and Family and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. First part of next hour, we'll have an interview with Pastor David Mitchell about the latest Tradeway event coming up into the area September 6th and 7th. This is a chance it's aimed at breaking down the confusing world of finance so that anybody can understand it and, as David would say, empower individuals to take control of their own finances or, as he puts it, fly their own financial plane. So we'll talk with David about that next hour. And then last but not least, certainly, later next hour, Victor Davis Hanson will join me. Has a great column. All of his columns are great, but this one's called Menacing Invective Against Trump Creates Dangerous Climate, pointing out, among other things, the repeated threats of physical violence against the presidents, like the likes of even former vice president, current presidential candidate Joe Biden, fellow Democrat presidential wannabe Cory Booker, and, of course, the now well past his prime Hollywood actor Robert De Niro and others out of Hollywood, all of whom have voiced in some way, their desire to see physical harm done or do it themselves to the president of the United States. And, of course, Kathy Griffin, perhaps at the top of that list. I'll just leave it at that. Many of you remember what she performed. It cost her career for a while, unfortunately not long enough. In any event, we're going to be talking about these things and digging into them together. And this Friday afternoon, I hope that you'll find it informative and inspirational. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a private school that'll help your elementary or middle school child realize their potential? Manassas Christian School has so much more to offer your child. Manassas Christian School features several advantages such as small class sizes, a focus on respect and values, kindergarten through eighth grade, robotics programs, plus after-school sports and clubs right on campus. Is transportation an issue? They feature round-trip bus to and from your home if you live in the Gainesville, Haymarket, Manassas, or Woodbridge areas. Call now. It's not too late to enroll your child for classes starting this September. The enrollment process is quick and easy. To learn all about how Manassas Christian School can benefit your child and to set up a visit, just go to their website at www.manassaschristianschool.com or just call 703-393-6555. 703-393-6555.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDUX Group of Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals in the everyday essentials you need, such as select varieties of Tide laundry detergent and Dawn dish soap for only $4.99 with card. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988.
At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival. But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year's scholarship, or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525, or go online to WAVA.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and, of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
Now, there's digital. You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be on the web? How about the right tools to turn visitors into leads? Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. Well, these are indeed racially, charged, I guess is one word. Racially charged days in which we live. In fact, one of his recent syndicated columns, my guest this hour, observed that years ago, it was hard to be a racist. Today, all that has changed. You didn't have to be sophisticated, but it took a bit of work to be a racist. Today, it takes little effort. Dr. Walter E. Williams, professor of economics, George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, also a member of the Board of Advisors for the Media Research Center's Free Market Project. His most recent book, published a few years ago, 2015, American Contempt for Liberty. And you can follow his work on a regular basis at WalterEWilliams.com on the web. Dr. Williams, always an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, good afternoon, John. Thanks for inviting me.
The opening couple of paragraphs of your column really do remind us how tough it was to be a racist a few years ago. A lot of things had to be done back then. Take us back to those days.
Well, years and years ago, to be a racist, to be a qualified racist, you had to spend money to get a uniform, get a white uniform and a pointy hat. And you would hold torches and dance around a burning cross wrapped with burlap. And then also, you remember the young kids that probably don't remember, but Lester Maddox. He had to go out and buy axe handles for him and his supporters to stop blacks from coming into his restaurant. And then Bull Connor, you had to direct fire hoses and dogs. And then you also had to recite poems like, you know, if a black student showed up for admission to your high school or your college, you had to know how to recite poems like 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want to integrate. So it was pretty hard. You had to make an effort to be a racist years ago. And I think it points out to a great accomplishment of Americans that today it's much easier to be a racist. That is, I point out the example of Congressman Charles Rangel in 1994, I believe. He said that in order to be a racist, you should say, let's cut taxes. That is, the saying, let's cut taxes, is the same as being racist. And he pointed out that the GOP's contract with America, he said that was equivalent to Nazism.
I think you said Hitler wasn't even talking about doing these things. Quoting Rangel on that, right?
That's right. And a lot of this stuff has its origin on college campuses. And I point out in my column a set of what they call microaggressions. That is, they're tiny aggressions. And they list the kinds of digressions that students can make on college campuses. And this particular source I cited in the column, it was at UCLA, but it also applies at UC Berkeley, and it applies at other colleges across the country. And there's certain things that people say that can be taken as racism. And I point out, let's say, to an Asian, to say, wow, how did you become so good in math? You know, that's not very nice to say to an Asian person. Or if you say, I'm not a racist, I have several black friends.
Yeah.
and they give a whole list. On my column that you're referring to, I just gave a tiny example, but there's a list of things that people can do that commit microaggressions.
By the way, we're talking about a column at newsbusters.org. That's one source. Being a racist is easy today. And, folks, it's obviously with the great skill of our guest, tongue-in-cheek, but nonetheless really going to the point of it. And you've already said, Walter, that this thing has its seeds, its roots in the college campi, if you
That's
will.
That's right, yeah.
And where are they getting it from?
They're getting it from, you know, the people who are college professors.
Yeah.
And college administrators, they are the hippies of the 60s and 70s. And so they've just gotten a little bit older, but they've taken over colleges and campuses. And it's filtered into news media. It's filtered into politics. You know, for example, the statement that Trump made about Baltimore, that people are calling that racist, but you can just go to the empirical evidence to see whether Trump is right or wrong. And it turns out that Baltimore has the second highest murder rate in the country, murder rate in the country behind St. Louis. And then it turns out that Baltimore's education system is horrible. That is, I point out in the column that's coming out next week that 13 of Baltimore's 39 high schools, not a single student tested proficient in math.
Wow.
And at six additional schools, only 1% of the students tested proficient in math. And across the city, it turns out that only 15% of the students tested proficient in math, in English, rather. And that is a tragedy that's happening, and not only in Baltimore, but in many of our cities. And it turns out, rather interestingly, that these are cities where blacks have considerable political power, and that these are cities that have been run by Democrats for more than a half a century. And so, and getting billions and billions of dollars, that's almost like, let's say the case of Baltimore, you're getting, they're getting billions and billions of federal dollars. That's almost like, suppose you took your car into a mechanic and you paid them $200 and the car still doesn't work. You paid them $500. You've been taking your car back and forth and the car still doesn't work. Well, that suggests that if you have any good sense at all, you better find another mechanic.
And you also point out perhaps the easiest way to get yourself labeled racist is to call for a war, a wall rather, on our southern border.
Oh yeah, oh that's right. That is to do something about people coming into our country illegally. That can qualify you as a racist. That is, you're against brown people coming from Guatemala and other places in Latin America. It's a tragedy. Matter of fact, speaking about Baltimore, going back to Baltimore, it turns out that if Baltimore was a country, it would have a murder rate equivalent to, or just slightly less than, the murder rate in Venezuela.
My goodness,
that is tragic, and the people, the black people in Baltimore, they're suffering, however, you can't have much pity for them because they elect the same people year after year after year.
Talking with Walter Williams, the column is at newsbusters.org. All of his columns worth your taking time to read. Being a racist is easy today. And Dr. Williams, it seems to me that is the default position increasingly for those on the left for any thing that they resist, whether it's the president himself or any of his policies. They can always default call whatever it is a racist-driven issue or a racist-driven desire.
That's right. And they prey on the guilt of white people. And one of the solutions that I have on my website, it's WalterEWilliams.com, and it's under gift. I give this gift to all Americans of European ancestry. And what it is, it's a amnesty and pardon that I have bestowed on all Americans of European ancestry. And I do this so that they stop feeling guilty and stop acting like fools. And you can check it out on my website. Just go to WalterEWilliams.com and click on gifts. And you can read. Matter of fact, it's a very, very nice form. You can even print it out and hang it on your wall, put it in the frame and hang it on your wall.
Outstanding. I have another question, too. I'm going to be talking with Victor Hansen in the next hour. And he has a column, Menacing Invective Against Trump Lowers the Bar for Violence. And he's concerned about the rhetoric that is so hostile, physical threats by two or three, at least, of the Democrat presidential wannabes, to say nothing of what's coming out of Hollywood. But talk about the fact that this constant playing of the race card has really become more seriously destructive in the body politic, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it would. And by the way, I would just add that Victor Hansen, he's a very eminent scholar, and he has his finger on all these issues, and he analyzes them excellently. I haven't seen him analyzed better by anybody else.
How do we turn this thing around, really? We can't control what Joe Biden says or Robert De Niro or anybody else, but how can we as Americans push back on this effectively?
Well, I think that we have to do, as Americans, we have to be honest with ourselves. And that is, we have to reject these people who are trying to divide us by race or sex or sexual orientation or whatever. And because these people are preying on emotions, and they're seeking political power by preying on American people. And you just look at the issue of race. I mean, you had a half black president, Obama, for 8 years. That didn't do anything for Baltimore, Chicago, and St. Louis, and all these other murder capitals in the country. And you've had Trump for almost for 3 years, and that didn't do anything. But however, the unemployment rate is lower, and there are more opportunities. But the point is that the political arena, it offers zero hope for income and social mobility.
As long as they, as you said, keep electing the same old hacks back into these positions.
That's right.
Well, good to talk with you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, Don. Okay, bye.
Walter Williams. Check out his website, WalterEWilliams.com. WalterEWilliams.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages?
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Almost 5 years after being injured in a church attack in Kenya, Diana has nearly recovered from her wounds. She and her husband, Austin, were among 21 wounded in a 2014 attack on the Joy in Jesus Church in Mombasa. After years of surgeries and difficult medical treatments, Diana has finally recovered enough to live without the constant reminder of that tragic day. She now visits churches to share her testimony, encouraging other believers who live under the threat of persecution. Join with me in praying that Diana will continue to proclaim the hope and love of Jesus to the people of Kenya.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
A shower or thunderstorm in the area this evening, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the low 72. Then for tomorrow, clouds and sun, humid. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm around, high 86. A shower or thunderstorm in the area tomorrow night, the low 71. Then Sunday, partly sunny, warm and humid, a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 89. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. There seem to be a growing number of voices, even or perhaps especially within the faith community, who are saying that it's all over. America has seen its best days. And that, as my guest this hour says in his latest book, having abandoned the Judeo-Christian values that are the foundation of its culture, our nation, in the eyes of many, is going the way of the great civilizations of the past, with the only recourse left being to recognize the inevitable, pack up our families, head to the hills, and hunker down through the dark days to come. Well, thank goodness that is not a fate he or his co-author suggest. In their latest book, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, they have something to say that is worth our reading and hearing. Talking about Tim Gegline and Craig Osten, who make the case that an American restoration is not only possible, but probable if we act now. Tim, as you know, is Vice President for External and Government Relations at Folks on the Family here in Washington. He served in various capacities here in Washington for years, part of the George W. Bush administration and more. And he, of course, from time to time, kindly sits in this seat, so to speak, and co-hosts the Don Crow Show. So, Tim, welcome home, so to speak, today.
It is great to be with you, Don. It really is, and especially on a Friday afternoon in August.
I agree. Well, listen, I love the various quotes you cited right at the front of your book, especially the one by G.K. Chesterton said, at least five times, the faith has to all appearances gone to the dogs. In each of these five cases, it is the dog that died. I love that. Talk about the abject pessimism so many of us have about whether we've finally reached that end of the road and irretrievable, if you will, irrecoverable. What inspired you and your colleague to write this book at this particular time?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, in my role at Focus on the Family, I travel a lot. And whether I'm in Maine or California, whether I'm in Wisconsin, Florida, Louisiana, Illinois, Iowa, you know, if I'm speaking, inevitably someone will raise his or her hand and will say three things, Don. They will say, I've never been more concerned about my country. If they have children or grandchildren, they will say, I've never been more concerned about the country that I'm leaving to them. And most importantly, Don, they say the following, I don't know what to do. And, you know, I don't mind saying that, and I know you speak to thousands of people a year as well, that among fellow conservatives and Christians, there is a tangible and almost a palpable sense of discouragement and despair. But in the Christian life, discouragement and despair is a sin because it negates the hope of Jesus Christ. I mean, both in the life of an individual and in the life of a great nation. And so Craig and I, who have been friends for many years, decided to collaborate on this book, American Restoration. And we decided to say, you know, what is possible going forward? You know, not just confetti to the wind pessimism, it's all over, but in real life, where people live, where they work, our communities, our neighborhoods, above all, our churches, the question is, what can people actually do to help restore, regenerate, and renew our country? And that is the absolute theme of this book.
Well, we'll get into some of the specifics of that during this quick visit, but you yourself have spent more than 20 years of your own life right here in, I'll call it, the belly of the beast, seeing the good and the bad and the ugly of American politics. And there are those who look at Washington as seeing not only seeing it as the cause of so much of the problem, but also with it, it generates a certain hopelessness that, well, if we can't get our politicians on their feet morally and spiritually and so forth, then what hope is there? But talk about some of the good things that are happening within the Beltway itself, but also the fact that this is not new, that America has always had these challenges in terms of human leadership.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, Don, because that is not only a central narrative of our book, but it's a central narrative of American history. You know, if you're at your favorite diner or the fellowship hall, you know, for a coffee after church, or you're having a conversation with your, you know, friend over the fence, one of the most common refrains is the following: our country has never been more divided than now. Or they will say, we've never had larger disagreements than we have now. Or they'll say, our country has never been, this sort of laden with a poisonous politics and with toxicity. And I think in good manners, but above all in good history, we can say that that is absolutely not the case. During the period of the American Revolution, one-third of our country was for the revolution, but one-third was indifferent and one-third was for the crown. In the nullification crisis, we forget, long before the Civil War, this country almost divided and cracked up. In the Civil War, and some people are sitting down in their drive home, this is an astonishing figure, that in the Civil War, 750,000 Americans lost their lives. That doesn't include injured or ill. You know, those were people killed on native ground. And, you know, we haven't even gotten to the moral and social revolution of the 1960s and 70s. So it is absolutely the case that in America we have been this divided. We have had a poisonous culture and politics. But the most important answer to your question, Don, is that politics is not going to restore our country. Mm. This is not Washington's country. It's not Silicon Valley's country. It's not the financial district of New York's country. It's our country. You know, self-government is the genius of America. And the way forward for us, the way to restore America, to regenerate our country, to refresh and renourish and renew our country, begins at the most local level. It begins in families, marriages, and parenting. It begins in churches and synagogues. It begins in community, neighborhood, and in the places where we live and work, both inside the Beltway, both just outside the Beltway, and far beyond the Beltway. That's the way that you restore a country. And the really good news is that in all of these other severely broken chapters of American history, we have had absolutely definable, measurable periods of restoration. But again, it begins closest to where we are, and it's absolutely doable. And Craig and I believe that, in fact, the best days for America are absolutely ahead of us.
We're going to get back with more. It is a powerful book, a must read, American Restoration: How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can, that's the operative word, can heal our nation. But also, they say, it's time to act. We have to do it now. We'll get into that in specific when we come back. Stay with us with Tim Gagelein.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks sold off again today, triggered by Thursday's surprise announcement by President Trump that effective September 1st, the U.S. will place new tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods, including smartphones, clothes, toys, and other consumer products. That's on top of tariffs already imposed on $250 billion in imports from China. The Dow Industrial skidded 98 points today. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 107, or 1.3%, and the S&P lost 21. Shares of semiconductor makers and other trade-exposed companies were hard hit. Intel down 1.7%. Cisco Systems down nearly 4%. Apple dropped 2.1%. Sprint reported a quarterly loss and also said it lost a staggering 175,000 customers in the latest quarter. The carrier's shares tumbled 5.8%. But shares of Pinterest soared 18.5%. The photo-sharing social media company reported a narrower-than-expected quarterly loss, a surprising revenue jump, and it raised its full-year guidance. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. This week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion-dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area, and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
It's a Regnery publication, a great new book just out, American Restoration, How Faith and Family and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. Tim Gegline, one of the authors, along with Craig Austin. And Tim, talk, if you would, about the plan forward, if you will. You already cite the fact that we are called to be a decisive means of change in the culture, always have been, from the Lord's words that we were to be the salt and light of the world and the earth. And in other words, we have a responsibility in every generation to affect and shape the culture. And you've broken this down, I think, very helpfully into 8 chapters, if you will, that really each one merits our attention and is a place in which we can begin. So can you walk us through some of that?
I'd be happy to, Don. Each one of our chapters begins with the word restoring. And so the first question is, what do we have to restore in America? Restoring America's founding principles, restoring religious liberty, restoring medical ethics, restoring a culture of life, above all, restoring marriage, family, and social capital, restoring the concept of the gentleman, restoring virtue, restoring education. You know, the great late Russell Kirk, and I think, perhaps in one of the most important things that he ever wrote, he said that the conservative is concerned, first of all, for the regeneration of spirit and character with the perennial problem of the inner order of the soul, the restoration, he said, of the ethical understanding and the religious sanction upon which any life worth living is founded. Russell Kirk said this is conservatism at its highest. The most important thing to say, Don, is that if we are going to have a genuine restoration in our great and exceptional country, it will have to begin with a spiritual renewal. You know, we're not Italy, we're not Germany, we're not England, we're not France. We're the United States of America, and this is a religious republic. We were a religious, in air quotation marks, country for 150 years before the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. This was, in fact, a country founded on the principle of religious liberty. My friend, the late governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, I think that one of the most brilliant things said by any governor in American history, Bobby said, America, he said, did not create religious liberty. Religious liberty created the United States of America. I think that's exactly right. And in the 21st century, it begins with spiritual renewal. And this is why the church has such a foundational, exceptionally important role to play in the restoring of our country. And let's be very clear, there's a lot to restore. We have a coarsened culture. We have a broken, toxic public square. But the number one thing, Don, if I may say, and I think it would be a dereliction of duty if I came on your great show and didn't say, is the concept of where we're at in the family. In 1965, Pat Moynihan went on to become a great senator. He was an important sociologist at the time. And Don, this is only 56 years ago, he found that 25% of all African Americans were born out of wedlock. He called that in 1965 a crisis. That percentage today is over 70%. Among Hispanic Americans, that number is 53%. Among native-born whites in America, that number is about 33%. Here's an even more shocking statistic, Don, regarding the American family, that of all of the babies born in America to women who are 30 years of age and under, the majority of those babies are now born out of wedlock. So, you know, the political class, Don, spends a lot of time talking about immigration and about borders and economics and Green New Deals and all of those things. You know, those are important public policy issues. We should be debating them. But the most important issues sometimes get glossed over. And I would argue, and my co-author would argue, that one of the most important issues in America today is fatherlessness and the impact of fatherlessness on our country and on our culture. So we have to focus like a laser beam on families, on marriages, on parenting, on the moral ecology of the rising generation of boys and girls who become men and women. So this concept of restoring citizenship, restoring civic duty, we have a tall task ahead of us, and the hour is late.
We'll take a break, Tim, and when we come back, a couple of minutes for a question that I'm sure a lot of folks have felt. I hear what you're saying, Tim, but I'm only one person. What can I do by myself? What can I do as one person to make a difference? I'm sure you have some thoughts on that. We'll come back to those in a moment. Stay with us. The book, again, highly recommended to you, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900, aactionhomeservices.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or ChrisCraddock.com.
On April the 8th, 1966, Time magazine bore a cover with the question, "Is God dead?" in bold red text on a black background. Years later, many are asking that same question. Find out why as Ravi digs into the philosophy of atheism this week on Let My People Think.
Saturday at 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Hello, this is Pastor Bukas Sterling III of the Kettering Baptist Church in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, where we minister in the spirit of excellence, where the Word of God is fresh, powerful, and relevant to your everyday life. We want to invite you to tune in every Sunday morning from 10:30 a.m. until 11 here on WAVA 105.1 as we avoid spiritual starvation. You can also get a daily word by logging into our website at KetteringMinistries.org.
The broadcast ministry of Kettering Baptist Church with Pastor Bukas Sterling, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Again, the book is called American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. A book full of hope and practical advice, both, I would say, folks. And Tim, in this last moment, Tim Gegline, one of the authors with me, and I said before the break, what do you say to the person who says, look, I have deep concerns, I share them about you, with you and others about our country, but what can I do? I'm just one person.
I love that question. It's the perfect final question of our time together, my friend. The final chapter of our book, American Restoration, is called simply Restoring America. And my co-author, Craig Osten, and I focus like a laser beam, as you know, Don, on individuals all across this incredible country who get no attention. They're in every state. There are thousands of them. And here's the one thing they have in common. They are working, busy as beavers, very often voluntarily, doing the hard work in the most difficult parts of their neighborhoods, their communities, their churches, their local civic associations. It's foster care, adoption, and orphan care. It's food and feeding services. It's working in pro-life ministry. It is working with the least, the last, the lost. It's working in Christian ministry in prisons. In other words, it's what Edmund Burke called, and I love this phrase, the little platoons. It's not government directed. It's not government financed. It's people who in their neighborhoods, in the places that they call home, in their workplaces, in their churches, they devote a certain measure of their life, not just to giving funding to helping others, but investing themselves in others. That is the absolute key. It is the turnkey to American restoration, informed by a rejuvenated and nourishing Judeo-Christian tradition and principle that is both faith and action together. And when you combine faith and action at the most local level, dealing with real people, it's amazing that it's amazing what you have, and it's amazing what we will get in 21st century America.
I love it. Thank you, my friend, for writing the book. Thank you for talking about it with me.
All my pleasure. Be of good cheer.
Tim Gegline and Craig Osten, authors of the book American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, published by Regnery.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.